This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And as promised, it is 8 o'clock. So, Trey, if you would, we would love a story from Trey Thomas this morning.
Okay. All right. There we go. There's the music. So, picture it. 2001. Again, with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Every year around Thanksgiving, Coach Reed would do this thing where it was for the rookies, where he would give us these little slips around Thanksgiving and would send the rookies to go to the local ShopRite or whatever, and ShopRite would be in on it. And they would have to take these slips that would give them free turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And we would give all our slips to the players, and, you know, for each segment. And so this was Derek Burgess's rookie year. You know, so Derek Burgess is coming straight out of Ole Miss, you know, with the braids, eyes a little yellow and red at the same time, you know, and just looking really aggressive. So The D-line gives Derek Burgess the slips to go and get turkeys. So, you know, D-Burgess shows up with the slips for the turkeys, and he comes in with a basket full of turkeys. And the manager comes out, and it's like this big deal. Those slips are fake or whatever. And, you know, and they're recording it on the camera, and we all watch it as a team. We're laughing about it or whatever. Well, D. Burge comes up there with a buggy full of turkeys, and he was like, listen, these slips say that I get a free turkey. And for each one of these free slips, I'm getting this turkey. and you could tell, like, the manager was like, and D. Burge was like, listen, I'm taking these turkeys. So out of all the rookies on the team, D. Burge was the only one that pulled in with a basket full of turkeys because the manager was just too, like,
said,
you know.
All right, I can't.
You know what? I'm just going to let this go. It became way too serious. I'm going to let it go. And D. Burge brought in a basket full of turkeys. So all the turkeys were going to be donated anyway, but, you know, it
so
was just
So he was supposed
funny.
To go and hand them out, and he just instead
no,
just went and got
no,
the turkeys?
No, he was supposed to, it was like a shopping thing, and it was like a big joke about the shopping, and then the manager, oh, these things are fake, and then they end up walking out of there with no turkeys, and like, oh, this was a bad joke. But D. Burge walked out with a buggy full of turkeys just because the manager was like, man, I don't want any of this problem
oh,
here.
I didn't realize they were actually, they were fake. So No, man. These slips say free turkeys,
and I'm taking these turkeys.
Getting out of here. You got a problem with that?
Yeah.
One Nova Care what?
And they told me to come here to get these turkeys, and I'm leaving with these turkeys. And the guy was just okay.
So then what happened? What was the reaction when he showed up with the turkeys at
everybody
Nova
just
Care?
Was
it's like what?
Everybody was laughing about it because you come back and then now he has a buggy full of turkeys there, you know. And everybody was like, well, hold on. We thought it was a joke. I thought everybody, and then we watched it all, and D. Burge.
How'd you guys get the security footage of it?
Well, because you had the little hidden cameras around when you're filming it, and everybody's like, oh, look at how he reacted to, you know, being told that you can't take the turkeys. Not D. Burge.
Holy cow. Burge. So did you guys have to call, or did you guys go back to ShopRite and then pay for all the turkeys?
No. The turkeys were going to be donated anyway.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
So, but it was just a big thing, you know, that, I don't know, it was something that Big Red just liked to do. And we all would laugh about it. They film it, and we all laughing about it. Oh, look at how he reacted to it, not getting the turkeys, and they walk out all sad, empty-handed. But not D. Burge.
Not D. Burge. No. This is
D. Burge with cornrow D. Burge. Cornrow D. Burge. With the eyes slightly yellow and red at the same time, just looking very aggressive, and he walked out with turkeys.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And the only one in history, right?
Yeah, to walk out with the turkeys, yeah.
Man.
Because everybody else would have taken the joke and be like, all right, I got you.
Rookie, bag full of steam, you know, left-handed footballs, the whole deal.
But no. Burge.
Well, Burgess was a pretty serious dude, right?
Oh, yeah, like, he was a very serious guy.
Yeah.
Very serious guy. Like, we were in the locker room one time joking around. He's like, hey, big homie, I don't like all these jokes. All right, wait, we're done with the jokes with D. Burge. Nobody tell, you know. Another time with another D. Burge story, you know, the rookies would always have to go and get food for our segments.
Sure. Yeah.
So we would all fly out, and so everybody would order Popeyes. So, you know.
First of all, excellent choice.
Excellent choice. I think the
Popeyes. It's one that's right by my street, and I can't, like, I smell it, and I just go with it.
You have to go with it. And, you know, so we would all fly out, and, you know, we'd always send the rookies to go get Popeyes. So the defensive line wasn't getting food for a couple weeks. So, you know, and Hugh was, oh, man, where's our food? Where's our food? So they talked to Corey Simon. They told Corey, hey, man, you go tell D. Burge that, you know, he needs to bring the chicken. So Corey Simon, I guess, approached D. Burge with an aggressive tone and was like, hey, man, you need to bring the chickens, you need to bring the chicken, rookie. And was talking real tough to him. And so D. Burge showed up on the plane with a two-piece. You know?
That's
so
it?
Yeah, he went and bought a two-piece for himself. And was like, you know what? You going to try to punk me? Okay.
I'm going to punk you right back.
All right, then. And showed up on the plane with just a two-piece and a biscuit, and still the D-line didn't eat for the rest of the season. You know? Just to the, and it's like, well, what are you going to do? So now Hugh was like, well, hey, man, can I get some of y'all chicken? No.
Nuh-uh.
Control your rookie.
Yeah.
But that wasn't happening, man. D. Burge was mad.
Man.
That was my guy, though, man. You always knew what you were going to get out of him.
Yeah.
You know, consistent.
Somebody, possibly a good a presidential candidate, D. Burge, because tolerates no jokes.
Tolerates no jokes.
Is going to go get the job done regardless of what people say with turkeys.
Always on aggression. His yeses are his yeses. Noes are his noes. You know, there is no middle ground.
A two-piece and a biscuit, which
two
is
two-piece and a biscuit,
which is one off from what Brandon Graham asked for in the Super Bowl. Three-piece and a biscuit and some extra honey, which is like I'm going to relive that forever. That's fantastic. I didn't realize. I mean, yeah, I guess D. Burge was pretty serious.
Oh yeah, he was very serious too, man.
I didn't realize how serious he was until this morning. So that's the inside information that we get on this show.
Awesome dude, man. I really, you know, really enjoyed working with him, man. You know, it really made me better as a player because I would always have to deal with him. You know, in practice, because he was always the guy that I would have to go up against. And then we let him go, and then he went and led the league in sacks for Oakland. Yeah, so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.